how other sports programs are like, hey, you know, it's just like hanging out with a bunch of dudes. It's like a sports bar, a locker room. Only this podcast will live up to that because both Holly and I, in separate locations, fortunately, are taking showers. Not right now. I mean, we weren't taking showers totally, you know, but we are done with that, but sitting around in our robes and towels.
But we've reached the point in the season where we physically don't have time in the universe we occupy to put on clothes in between everything we have to do to cover all these damn games.
Right, which is why, really, like, if you want to hear a defender of the bowl system, it's not going to be anyone that you've anyone who's ever covered any of these, because it's a massive pain in the ass. I mean, you could do worse things for a living, sure, but there's 35 of them. And to be honest, all 35 of them, how many do you think are actually worth watching?
Three so far.
Three, right? And we're probably about 12 in, or 10 in, I'm guessing. There've been 10.
Let's not count lest we fling ourselves towel clad from the top of our parents' houses.
Yes. So
I knew it would end like this, you know.
Yeah. So that's what we are. That's what we are reduced to at this point. But
actually, I just was talking about the Champ Sports Bowl in a towel in my childhood bedroom at my parents' house.
This can't be life.
With my ragdoll Christmas stocking judging me with its button eyes.
That's my favorite. Every time I encounter something like that, I ironically hear, you know, Jay-Z, this can't be life. Yes, it is. This is what you do for a living.
Oh, God.
Yes.
All right. The internet's least erotic audio show. All nude.
Yeah. The Champ Sports Bowl, by the way, it should be mentioned. I know that he's famous on Twitter, but let's make the real life transition. The Champ Sports Bowl has what is by far the greatest Twitter feed on the internet in terms of bowl-sponsored Twitter feeds, because they actually hired a writer to do it, and he has a personality.
One guy employed by Florida Citrus Sports. His name is Matt?
Yes, and they've been fantastic, by the way.
He's great.
They've been wonderful. I've been beyond impressed with what they've done in terms of marketing a game, which is in Orlando, a place that by definition, we shouldn't like. And it features the top two teams of 1993, Florida State and Notre Dame.
Vintage.
Extremely vintage. And called, in case this wasn't fascinating enough on the outset, when you add in Typhoid Tess, Joe Tessitore calling this game, anything could happen. And we mean literally anything. In the middle of the game, they might try to settle this via India wrestling.
Brian Kelly could transmogrify into a toadstool on the sideline.
It could
just in a tiny little puff of smoke.
It could totally happen, right? Matchbox 20 could just decide to play a show because that would be the most like Orlando thing ever. It could just happen. So, which, by the way, we should also mention, this has maybe the Queef Coriest theme of all, because this is Florida State, and we all know that Scott Stapp of Creed is a massive Florida State fan. I can't wait to watch EJG Manuel get sacked. And he will get sacked. That's going to happen because EJ Manuel is going to be playing behind a patchwork line. If you want to know the story of Florida State this year and their extremely disappointing season, okay, a season which, by the way, they did beat Florida. I'll mention that.
Did that happen?
That happened. That totally happened. And it happened painfully and badly, and it was everything that I don't want to talk about.
Oh, I missed it, because we were losing to Kentucky.
Yeah. remember when that happened? God, college football 2011, you can't die soon enough.
The dire straight season.
Yeah, this has been the brothers in arms season of college football on the whole. You know, it's not been fun. It's supposed to be, I mean, certain elements have been fun. Oh man, Robert Griffin's been fun. But, you know, that whole, hey, you know what I really want to do? I want to cover a pedophilia scandal in the middle of the season. That'd be great. I would love that. That would be the best thing ever. Oh, thank you, 2011. A pedophilia scandal. I'd really like for Jim Tressel to be fired over lying over a detail in an email. That'd be great. I'd love to write about that. Because, like, you put all this on paper, minus pedophilia, and you're like, what a crazy haymaker of a season. Baylor has a Heisman winner. Wow, right?
Our alma maters to be beaten in the rivalry game in rivalry week by a guy named Jimbo, and the other one to be beaten by a guy named Joker.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, or this, we're gonna get an LSU Alabama title game. We're gonna get the two best teams. Doesn't that sound a lot better on paper than it actually turned out to be?
Are you speaking from the future? Future.
Yeah, the future. I'm speaking from the year 2000. That's where I'm at, is trying to tell everybody that really, if you'd put this all on paper, it sounded like a way better idea than it actually was. Which, if that doesn't apply to like 95% of things in life, what doesn't really? That, by the way, also goes for the Champ Sports Bowl, because like 5 years ago, if you'd been like, hey, they got Florida State, Notre Dame, actually 5 years ago it would have been just as bad. Preseason, if you'd said Florida State, Notre Dame, we would have gotten some fantastic, like, oh yeah, man, that'd be pretty good, until you remember that they ended up in the Champ Sports Bowl, right?
Right.
Like, that means something went wrong. And what went wrong for Florida State? Injuries. That's what I was about to talk about before I got...
How many freshmen on their O-line now? Four?
They've started four. They've started four on the freshmen on the O-line. And Rick Trickett, vaunted, respected offensive line coach, he can't do everything. He can't get freshmen to block well. All right? And that's why E.J. Manuel, much as I would like to make fun of him because he is my rival's quarterback, he really hasn't deserved...
I feel for him, man. He's it's Christian Ponder all over again, in a way.
That's been, you know, and the O-line has just been one disaster after another for Florida State, right? And it's almost entirely due to injuries. And I don't know what particular curse has settled in there. I don't want to be like dumbass internet guy and be like, well, there must be something they're training. I don't think you actually, you know, train to snap ACLs. I don't think you train to get Liz Frank fractures, right?
No, not unless you're an Auburn offensive lineman and it's somebody else's ACL.
Hey! I will never, ever get tired of that joke.
What joke? You know,
but yeah, you're looking at one team that is injured and now young as a result, and not all that high on the depth chart in terms of players who can play without being in pain. That includes their battered quarterback, of course, and this going up against Notre Dame, which has had its own traumas of an extremely unique nature. Most of them at quarterback. Tommy Rees. Okay, the by far the great random event generator, okay, of this Notre Dame offense, because their turnover margin, would you care to guess, by the way, their rank in Division I football, turnover margin. Don't look, that's cheating.
Oh. I know they're in the hundreds.
116th.
Oh, they're in the big hundreds. Oh, gracious.
No, they're a big hundreds bad turnover team. That's how behind and how bad they've been. So I think we can just go ahead and safely assume that, yeah, it's been a disappointing year for Notre Dame. But at the risk of sounding Ron Zookish, it's correctable.
I kind of feel the same way about some of their skill players that you feel about E.J. Manuel. Like, what a waste of Michael Floyd.
Yeah, what a waste of
Michael Floyd. What a waste of Michael Floyd coming back.
Yeah. Or what a waste. Sierra Wood, by the way.
Yeah, also, who's a top 50 rusher.
Yeah. And might I say, I think we can use this term without being overly patronizing. He's a nice little running back.
He is. He is a nice wee running back.
Yeah. So I think there's, this seems to me like when you look at it, a lot of the things that Notre Dame gets wrong are procedural, and then a lot of the things that are wrong with Florida State involve, like, body parts that won't heal. So on paper, at least, this just seems like Notre Dame certainly has more capacity to win this game. I don't know if that'll actually translate into them not turning the ball over five times in the red zone, but it should. It does give me a lean toward them here.
I am pretty excited about the twin tandem of Manti and Harrison Smith.
Manti Te'o?
I was trying to come up with some kind of cute name like Manti Smith, but that just sounds like a maxi pad.
Yeah, Manti Smith.
And at Notre Dame, girls don't have periods.
I think you, I think you just made that up.
I think that's in the catechism.
No. That's a school rule. Girls don't have periods. But Brian Kelly does, and you'll know because he gets PMS-y, and it's really impressive when he gets really angry and stuff.
Okay, I never understood the use of vagina as an insult because, unlike Brian Kelly, vaginas perform a variety of useful functions.
They do, I gotta say. But like Brian Kelly, if they turn red, something bad's happened.
Uh-oh. Let's go back to talking about Harrison Smith, who should have been a Vol.
He really should have been a Vol, but I do want to go to this, too. This is in beautiful Orlando, and you should know
just
that...
Just say that without just your tongue crumbling to ash.
I did. Have you been to Orlando? Like recently?
I actually like Orlando because I never go anywhere but Universal Studios.
That's it. You're like, if I lived there, I would demand that the post office deliver mail.
So my understanding of Orlando is the Jaws ride. You have to understand. So I don't associate the same stigma with it that you do, because my entire concept of Orlando growing up with grandparents in Florida was giant animatronic sharks. Orlando's great.
You're like, I've got no problem with that whatsoever.
There's a Margaritaville. Oh God, have I told you my Jimmy Buffett story?
No.
This is relevant. I've got a friend on a Christmas cruise in Key West.
Okay.
Who apparently disembarked from the cruise ship and went to some bar that Hemingway used to own, and I don't know about it because I'll wait for a self-righteous commentariat to tell me what it is. And apparently Hemingway owned it and used to write there, and so it's famous, and they went there. And he posted a picture of this bar on Facebook, and in the caption, do you know what he wrote?
What?
Site of Jimmy Buffett's first paying gig.
Oh, that's just delightful.
This guy went to USC. I feel like I should divulge.
That's everything I want to know about that person ever. Oh. Yep. I would also say this too, that if they do show beautiful shots of the Orlando skyline, there are none, because it's Orlando.
Are roller coasters a skyline?
Roller coasters. I think Orlando has a couple of. They have tall buildings. They do.
Yeah.
Okay. They also.
I'm sure is very tall.
Right. Sure. And they also have. I will say this: if I were like 22, this would be a really great bowl, because then you're going to Orlando, and you're 22. You're like very easily amused.
I was going to say, I haven't been to Orlando since my freshman year of college. Does that help?
No. What were you doing there?
Going to Universal Studios.
Duh. Robotic sharks.